And my grandma said that they overheard their people talking about this something out in the ocean. And so they wanted to see this thing out in the ocean, and her and her sister and brother snuck away from their mum and dad. And they saw this, they got on the high hill at King's Park, and they saw the thing out in the ocean. It was a big ship with its white sails sitting on the water. And as they was watching it, they saw the little boat come away from the ship. And it came down to shore, and then it came down, and they followed it in the bush, and it came down the Swan River, came right around down the Swan River, and they followed it, and it came right down, and it was towing a barge, and it had four things tied up on the barge, and these things were real live things. They move in their head. And she said they were the frightenest looking things they've ever seen. And so they came down, and they, where the Old Swan Brewery was, that was the unloading post there. They'd unload their cargo there, see, up and down. This little boat was going up and down. And she said they was watching, they saw this man untie this, these things, and these things were upset, jumping around. And so they ran back to their mum and dad, you know. They said, oh. They said, Grilling Nitcha, Grilling. They said, come on, Jinung Nitcha, Nyidang Mam and Barang. What they're saying is, come and have a look at these things. We think these white men brought these things out here to eat us. And so they come down, and they had a look, and their mum, their dad said, oh, those things are called horses.
Yeah.
The men's brought these, they brought them things out here to ride. And so they went back to their camp, and my grandma said, yeah, they did. She realised they did brought them for a ride, because a couple of days after, they heard the horses gallop and gallop and gallop and coming closer and closer to the camp. And she said, her mother's saying, Kurt, Kurt, Krilling, Kurt, Kurt, Krilling. And she grabbed her and her sister, and she ran into the thick bush away from their camp. And their dad grabbed their brother and ran away. And they heard all this bang, 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 bang. They heard the scream and shout and cry. And my grandma said she went to scream and cry too, and her mother grabbed her by the mouth and held her down in the bush. And they laid in the tall grass in the bush. Then they heard the horses galloping away. And they went to the camp there, and some of the others were sneaking back from the bush too, and the ones that didn't get away was slaughtered, laying dead, shot. And then she knew, remembered her mum and dad, you know, and others who came back, got these long rails and tied them together with the long grass and put their bodies on this rail and dragged it down the bottom there where that Bayview Flats along there, because that was all soft sand. And it wasn't, because it wouldn't be, it wasn't steep like that now. It was just, you know, you can walk down it and up it. And they buried them there because the sand and ground was soft, but they put a lot of stones on top so that the animals won't dig them out. And they moved camp because they do that when they have a death in the camp. That was their policy, you know, their culture. And they moved up further up to Lake Munga. They wasn't far from the water there. And just on the evening, just after, just sundown, it was sundown, and they heard the horses come and gallop again, and it was just getting dark, and the horses come and gallop, and they said, Kurt, Kurt, Krilling, Kurt, Kurt, Krilling. There's already this time, and they started running everywhere. Their mum and dad grabbed them, and they ran down left side of Lake Munga, and they kept going right down. They never stopped till they got to where Claremont Golf Course is today. And they was down there, and they said the others, a lot of people, a lot of the young people had run into the lake to hide in the bush. And you know what? They circled the lake on horseback, and they couldn't get out the lake. And they was riding round, around the lake. And they had red coats. And there was one fellow there, he was He was tall and strong, and he knew how to throw a spear. He was very good at throwing a spear. And he had a spear in his hand, and he looked around and he saw this bloke on horseback coming up to him, chasing him. And so he stopped to throw the spear at him, but the bloke beat him on the draw and blew half his face away. And of course he died after that, but that was one of the sad things. And anyway, they camped around the lake that night. They made fires around the lake, the soldiers or the troopers. And they got reinforcement too, as well. And they was awake all night. They said at daybreak we'll go in and shoot them out, so that, you know, they won't get out. So at daybreak they went in all together from different angles, rode into the lake, and they couldn't find anyone.
Yeah.
Unaware of it, early hours of the morning, while they were still talking, and that they snuck out under their nose and got away. And they, yeah, so that. And my grandma said they travelled down. They started to hide then, you know, they knew it was very serious. And they were caught between two cultures now.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the land, they can't just go into someone else's land. They still held their culture side. And yet they couldn't come back to their homeland because they'd been chased.
So they're being driven off their land into other land, but they can't go into other land because it's not their country.
That's right.
Yeah.